A counter-terrorism expert says it's no surprise to hear the government's security agencies recently foiled three possible terror attacks. The Director General of the Government Communications Security Bureau, or the GCSB, Andrew Hampton, says other agencies had identified the people involved, one who was an ISIL sympathiser and the other two who were white supremacists.
In all three operations, the GCSB was able to combine lead information from other agencies with our unique technical capabilities to help identify the individuals who had each taken great care to anonymise themselves online.
Dr. John Battersby is a senior teaching fellow at Massey University Centre for Defence and Security Studies. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Should we be reassured by this?
I think that's the intent of the GCSB's statement, that they are seeking to give a certain amount of transparency to the job that they do in order that we can be assured that they are doing the job that we pay them to do. So, yes, the fact that they have been able to identify a number of people who are trying to conceal themselves, I think that is probably a positive, and it's definitely a statement from the intelligence agencies that this is the job they do and they're doing it.
Interesting that the breakdown of these, there's the one ISIL sympathiser and two who were white supremacists. Obviously, the agencies faced a lot of criticism following the mosque terror attacks about their response to white supremacists in New Zealand, didn't they?
Well, they did, and I think some of it was unjustified because I'm not sure that the ideology is actually the most important driver. It's the intent to commit violence on behalf of some particular ideology, and there's a range of those. And what they are finding now is that people tend to pick and choose a little bit between different types of ideology. So I think the fact that they've picked up one from one kind and one from or two from another is an indication that actually the ideological landscape out there seems to be consistent with what it has been. They are the two main drivers, I suppose, and they're still there. They're not the only ones.
What about the issue of, you know, the classic spying per se from foreign actors or foreign powers? What's the sense you got from them about that? They never give much away, but we're always vulnerable here.
Yes, we are. Every country is vulnerable to espionage from another country, and particularly where we have changes in geopolitical landscapes, which are going on in the South Pacific at the moment. There's going to be greater interest in Antarctica. There's going to be a definite tension between the Chinese and the Americans in the Pacific, and it's always possible that espionage, that is spying that's going on within New Zealand for some other country's advantage, will occur. And traditionally we have been the target of people wanting our passports in order to conceal their spying activities, or people coming here to learn how to get their accents sounding more like New Zealanders, because that doesn't give their origins away. So there's all sorts of different things that could happen here, carried out by other intelligence agencies.
Do you think that's going to ramp up even further, given the geopolitical scenarios that are starting to unfold? We've got AUKUS now, we've got more clearer lines starting to form with the great powers and their dispute in the Pacific.
I think we would be naive to think that it's not going to increase. I think we'd be naive to assume that it hasn't happened already and hasn't been happening for some time. But yeah,
I suppose the question is whether we've got and we have the confidence that our spy agencies are on top of it and able to pick it up.
Oh, look, no spy agency is ever, no intelligence agency is ever on top of it. I do recall seeing an American counterintelligence specialist say that he thinks that around about 5% of espionage is actually detected in the US. So look, there is no way in the world that you'd be on top of it. But it is important that you have a counterintelligence effort that is at least trying to find and mitigate that risk.
One of the issues that came up yesterday was around misinformation and the agency saying they were able to stop at the source some misinformation coming presumably from Russia ahead of the parliamentary protest. But once it's in country and gets spread around, that's it, their job's done. Is that right?
Yes, there's a look. Russia is one origin of misinformation. There is a range of origins, some state-based and some not state-based. So there's a whole lot of stuff out there circulating for one reason or another. But yeah, once these types of things, and it's the same with ISIL, and it's the same with right-wing stuff, once it gets into the cyber ecosystem, it's just impossible to eliminate, and it's looking for those individuals who are easily susceptible, believe all sorts of things without actually the appropriate level of common sense.
But if the agencies know at source some of it is clearly misinformation, can they not then alert the social media companies or somebody to say, hey, look, this is deliberate, malicious misinformation, take it off?
They can do that, and some social media companies might even decide that they've got a degree of responsibility to take it off. But then on the other hand, social media companies are businesses, and if something is going to increase their business, they may not necessarily want to take it off. And then, of course, you've got the dark web. So you've got, you know, specifically illegal social media and other cyber-based platforms that have no interest in obeying the law.
Just finally, I mean, what's your concern level as we go into an election year again around misinformation that may come into the country from overseas or elsewhere?
I'm not terribly concerned specifically about the election. I think we have now reached a point where misinformation is going to be a common and ongoing problem, and that really we do need to learn in our education system, the way we deal with the political system here, we need to learn to find ways that individuals can detect what's true and what's not.
Very good. Thank you very much for that. That is Dr. John Battersby there, Senior Teaching Fellow at Massey University Centre for Defence and Security Studies.